Good afternoon, Mark America. How we feeling? How we feeling? Great. The answer is always great. We always talk about this. Rule number one, besides not being weird, rule number one is always bring the energy. Our philosophy is this: you bring energy to the marketplace, you're going to get energy back. Just like value out, value in, right? So we're going to talk about Master UFO. I just want to say I'm just honored to be here, privileged to be here for all the Flushing leaders that gave me this opportunity, the corporate team, right? So thankful for Drighton for putting this in my lap right before my 20th birthday a few years ago, right? But Master UFO is how you duplicate within the organization, because sometimes we feel stuck, right? The three result-producing activities, as we all know, though, are sell tickets, right? Why do we sell tickets? Obviously, education. Obviously, it builds belief. Leaders are born at event, but also attitude and knowledge, which I'll get into. You also, GPT, right? Retail, which is basic three, right? Then you go into the events. It's also the best follow-up system, right? It's the best way to follow up, right? Why are you trying to convince somebody? Why don't you get on the show that they're social proof, right? Then you have sell product, which is the bloodline within the business, and then sell the business, because we obviously have to duplicate and expand just like any other business out there. The whole reason why we sell the business is to create more BV and IBV. Going into the next slide, though, this is kind of where I found myself and our team kind of found themselves. And please, if this is you and you can relate, I'm sure we all can at some scale, right? I have a team. I'm doing well. We first see the business and it's like, oh, is it one of those things? We're all skeptical. But then when you come into the business, you treat it like one of those things. You just recruit, right? You just keep going on. You show the business. But what ends up happening when you just introduce business partners, there tends to be no money. A recruiting-based organization, there's really not a lot of money. So what ends up happening is you talk to a mentor, you talk to a senior partner, you talk to someone that you respect, and they say, what? Well, if you're not making money, why don't you try retailing? Why don't you try going into basic three, right? We can retail to recruit. We can go through that process. So what ends up happening? Everyone pulls off the gas in terms of introducing partners, and then we go into, okay, let's retail, which is great because now the income flows and blows up the organization in terms of the retail and the retail profit. But here's the problem. Now you have high retail, but there's low morale. Why? Because on the weekly schedules, there's no new faces. It's the same people over and over and over and over. It's like, hey, we all love each other, but we have to see growth. Can we agree? Right? So you have to see growth as well. So what ends up happening, low morale, right? Because yes, BV is flowing, but you can't see it, right? It's not in the environment. You can feel the energy when you have a group of people that come together, hence why we're here today. Can we agree on that? Yes, right? So what ends up happening personally, right? I'll go into this a little bit later, but fell victim to just retail, never introduced the business really for a couple months, and it took away the morale of the team. Got really irritated. I'll get into it. But the solution is very simple. It's Master UFO. Why? You guys can find this in the Getting Started Guide in your back office, or you know, when you first start your business, you'll get it in the career manual. It's like, you guys gotta understand, the business, it has to be duplicatable. This is the perfect duplicatable system where you're gonna introduce two business partners per quarter, which all of us can do, 1,500 BV, which is 500 BV per month, right? Which is a shopping annuity, 1,500 through the portal, and then also 1,500, right? We're gonna have to do an additional to hit SABP. But if we do this, you're already hitting SABP, but now we have the expansion phase as well. I'm not gonna go through it all. I'll leave that up for you guys to check it out. But there are three key daily habits that I really, really wanna touch upon. The first one that's key is you have to continue to build your warms list or your names list. If you do not increase your names list per day, I promise you, you're in the wrong. And if you say, well, I'm not in the wrong, it just hasn't caught up to you yet, because it will. You have to continuously add possibilities. It doesn't mean you have to go talk to every single person that breathes, but two people a day is easy. It's simple. It's very doable, right? And when you do this, right, it gives you more confidence because now you have an inventory. I love what Kevin Buckman always talks about, where he's like, if you have 10 people on your list and you go through one and it says no, two, they say no, three, they say no. When you get to 5, 6, 7, now you're like on your knees begging for it. It's like, please get it. I need a partner, Who's going to partner with somebody that's like begging? You have to be the person that says, you know what? I know what I have. I know where we're going. I know what we have in the company. I know what kind of team that we have. If you're going to partner with us, we're going to make X, Y, Z happen in the next 6 months. And I'll tell you this, whether it's for you or not, it doesn't matter to me because I know where we're going. When you talk like that, I promise you, and not in a rude way, but when you present yourself like that, people will come to you. It gives you confidence as well. If you know you can always meet new people, and I promise you, there's a lot of people out there, right? There's 7 billion. We have time, right? So you can meet people. It gives you confidence, right? And then it's consistency, right? There is no such thing in success that has an on and off switch. It's either you're doing it or you're not. Can we agree on that? You're either doing it or you're not. It's not, I'm somewhat running this business. It's like, no, it's a slight edge. Jeff Olson, great book. It's either you're moving forward or you're moving backward. Growth can never be stagnant. So this is a very key daily habit for you to do. Second thing, time management. Anybody have trouble with this? I know I do. I'm not going to lie. I'm not here. I'm not perfect by any means. But I can tell you right now, it's like, okay, personal action or team action? It's like, Brett, you're telling me that I have to duplicate, I have to continue to lead by example. Yes, you do. But then I also have to help the team because as a leader, I need to help them grow and raise their lid. Yes, you do. But I can tell you this, it has to be an even distribution. It has to be in a point where you're literally like, okay, maybe it's 30 to 40%. I know my time is scheduled. I typically like to set up my appointments right through the week, at least 2 to 3 a week at this rate. Once I have that, anybody else that's in the 20% that are the go now leaders, I'm gonna jump on their appointments to make sure they're also getting success. The problem is that most of us, we love to help people. For the majority of us in this room, we wouldn't be here if we didn't like to help and give back or help at least ourselves and our future families. So by doing so, you end up overbooking yourself and then you have no time for personal, right? And here's the thing I'm gonna tell you this. You can never be selfish. Right, but you have to be selfless in terms that you're always helping the team, giving back. But don't make the mistake that you're helping the team and you hide from personal action. Do not make that mistake. Do not think that just because you're helping the team is an excuse for you not to do the things that you need to do in the basic five. Because when you make that mistake, you no longer come out of the leadership position. Now you're that level one leader, as Kevin talked about last night. Right? You have to lead by example. Daily to-do list. We can clap. It's okay. Daily to-do list. Your success is largely dependent upon what your calendar looks like, right? We went on a very great training, Utopia. Frank Kiefer was there, man that I respect literally forever. And he basically said, he's like, without even having to look at anything, I can pull out your calendar, I can look at it, and I can tell you where you are in the business based on the activity that you're doing. I ask you this. Look at your last month within the business. Look at your last year within the business. If you don't have a calendar, I suggest you start getting one. But let's assume we all have one. Look at what you have scheduled per day and say, am I really doing the 8 to 15 hours of productive work per week to put me in a position to have a six-figure ongoing generational wealth created for me and my families? Ask thyself for, you know, moving forward. Third thing, personal and emotional management. This is key. Personal and emotional management. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't get excited. This doesn't mean that you can't be happy, and it doesn't mean that you beat yourself up all the time. It just means that your roller coaster just can't be like King the Ka from New Jersey, and you go flying up and then you come flying down. It's very, 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 very tough to work with somebody like that. Don't get too high, don't get too low. Right, but how do you get there? You have to ground yourself in principles. If you try to build a skyscraper without putting a foundation in place, what's gonna happen in the first windstorm? It's gone, right? So you need to make sure that you have a grounding, and this is something that I recommend to all of you. Put yourself on a daily reading list. Put yourself on a daily reading list. Me personally, I did not do this for the first 2 years. I'm not gonna go through the whole story, but let's just say for the first 2 years, my business never grew. I think the most I ever had at an event was like 10 people after 2 years, which is not very good, right? However, the next year, it tripled. The year after that, it also tripled, the number. But it's not for me to put on a pedestal, but I just finally listened to Drayton, and he was like, you need to read and outline books. Why? One, it puts you in a position that you have more principles to spill over for your team. Two, it puts you in a position that now have corings and lesson plans. I suggest taking notes. Why? You'll never see, I'm telling you, this is key. Have a notebook with your book and your literally outline of chapters. 5 bullet points per chapter. Have a book outlined. Why? With your new partner, you have 5 minutes to spare. Instead of just getting food and BSing, why don't you pull them aside and be like, hey, look, I know this person's struggling with positivity. Let me show them a chapter that I learned and teach it, right? Read with the intention to teach. When you're in that mindset, I tell you, you will learn your material. Kevin said it beautifully last night. Do you learn through theory? No, you learn through what? Experience. So why not put yourself in a position to get as much experience as possible? Every little 5 minutes counts. I promise you that. Ground yourself in principles. Your team will only grow to the extent in which you do. I'm struggling in the business, Brett. I'm struggling in the business. Okay, well, where's your level? Where's your level of leadership? How can you bring someone up further than where you are? It just doesn't happen. And if they do pass you, it's because they took it on their back to grow fast, grow themselves in these principles. You become a success mentally before you ever do it physically. I'm going to tell you this. When directors hit the stage, it's not the first time they were a director. They were a director well before up here. They envisioned it. They were able to feel it. Something that I'll suggest is imagine yourself, not for stage time, not for publicity, but imagine yourself walking across for accomplishment. And don't ever be ashamed of making money in this business, because the money that you make in this business is a barometer of your leadership, and the barometer of your leadership is the amount of people and lives that you've been able to change. That's what it's for. That's what it's for. And great leaders, don't ever be ashamed to be humble and put your ego to the side. Something that I struggle with, I'll be the first one to admit it in the beginning. Had a very strong ego, not because of anything, but it just grew up in a household where my father was successful. So at 19, you think that his success is your success. My whole reality was your success is what you create, not what you inherit. Okay? So great leaders are also great followers. Humble yourself so you can follow somebody that has what you want and just do what they say, and you'll become a leader as well. So the result of this is becoming a master UFO that identify go-nows. Identify people that you're going to work with. I keep going back to what Kevin was talking about last night, but he says something that really stuck out. Every director, anybody who's ever hit $10,000 a month, $15,000 a month, $18,000 a month, to $50,000 a month, to $80,000 a month, they always say their biggest mistake in the business is spending time with the wrong people. How do you identify who the right people are? Based off the results and the actions, which is Master UFO. If someone's hitting UFO, it doesn't matter if you like them or not. It really doesn't matter. You work with that person because that's where the fire is. Why not pour gas on fire? So many of us, we try to pour gas on, wet wood and say, why isn't it lighting? It's like, oh, the business doesn't work. No, maybe we're just working with the wrong workers. It's not mean. It's just the reality of this situation. You want to put yourself in position. The NFL doesn't draft people out of high school. There's a reason why they put the best of the best to go to the compound so then they can actually take out the best, or combine, whatever, take out the best of the best, right? That's what we have to do. So it duplicates Master UFO at all levels. No matter how much success you have, please, please, please take this away. No matter how much success you have within this business, doesn't matter if you're one day, doesn't matter if you're from Genesis, Master UFO is going to give you everything you need to do to continue duplicating, because if it does not duplicate, why would you do it? And I'm going to bring up somebody next who literally amplifies that to a T. Somebody who's extremely loyal. Someone who was there with me from day one. Somebody who rightfully, I don't even know why they stuck around in the business. I'll be honest with you. Because in the beginning, we had nothing. I told you, for the first 2 years, nothing happened. I'm not going to put him, downplay what he's accomplished right now. But I got to tell you this. After 2 years, could you imagine being 2 years in the business and having zero partners with you at an event? Let me ask you this. Would you still stay? I hope so, because this guy was able to do that. Fast forward 3 years from that point, now has roughly one-fifth of Flushadelphia's entire team here today over a bus of people. I'm so proud to be working with this guy. We call him the Wolf, Mark Bernacki, my best friend. Let's bring him up.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share. Charlie, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for the Flushadelphia organization for having me. represent you guys, as well as many great mentors from the entire Flushing team, such as Amber and Uncle Tom. So for myself, I graduated St. Joe's University with a degree in finance. Right now, working in investment services, I always make the joke that I sell traditional annuities by day and the shopping annuity by night. And the main reason I started this business really was because when I graduated school, I was $50,000 in debt. I looked at my statement and I had till 2027 to pay that off. And I was like, that's not happening. I got to take care of that sooner. And two, I saw my father work extremely hard from the age of 18, his entire career in law enforcement, up until the age of 55, where he retired. And then 2 years afterwards had to come out of retirement because his pension wasn't enough to support his expenses. So for me, that put something in my mind where trading time for money, you're going to financially be at risk. So I was always looking for a way to start a business to provide me some residual income. That's why I'm very grateful for Brett for introducing me to this business. So for myself, you heard Drayton up here before. Basically, when we started this business, it was very, intensive on recruiting and selling tickets. Our corings consisted of how many 2-on-1s did you set up this week? How many tickets did you move this week? We did not know anything about products. If you check the back office, it was 50 and 10, 50 and 10, 50 and 10, 50 and 10. And for those of you guys that know, obviously just transfer by. No product usage. So like he was talking about, we had a big team, but no money makers, or very little, very few. So from there, we decided to shift our focus to retail. And, at that point, Brett had mentioned it before, it was great because now we had, product testimonials, product usage, retail profit, but it was just that feeling of being stuck where you saw the same people over and over. There was no excitement, and how can you recruit when you're not excited? True or not true? So we could never find a balance of the RPAs, and we were running around basically looking like a bunch of clowns. So from there, we shifted our focus to the UFO program, right? And for us, it was a way to balance business building as well as retail at the same time, okay? It was a singular focus of duplication where it didn't matter who you talked to in the organization, what leader we could talk and say, hey, the goal is UFO, UFO, we need to achieve this. Why? Because it's been back-tested. For over 20 years, they traced the million-dollar earners in this company, and this is the proven principles that they found to be true. Why would you not do that? It also ensures new partners getting off to a great start right away within their business, where having a solid team, right, introducing new partners with 1,500 BV each, coming in consistently, so that way when they activate, it's not just $300 and you stop, it's an ongoing check of residual income. Does that make sense? And it's also a way to hold each other accountable, right? In a sense where it doesn't matter if you're one day in this business or 1,001 days in this business, this is all something that we strive towards, and as a result, we had the team hitting new unfranchise levels. Carly Wenderlich, she was up here before, one of our great leaders, she put this tool together for us and basically just explaining the result-producing activities as a way for us to, measure week by week, day by day, what we need to do. In a sense where we know for UFO, we need to sponsor 2 partners for the quarter. So using the 1-out-of-10 ratio, we should have 20 appointments done. And this is a way where we can monitor week by week by week. As well as that 1,500 BV, we don't want people dumping a ton of volume at the end of the quarter to hit UFO. If a week goes by and no sales go through in your business, that's not a real business. We get paid on retail, so therefore week by week, it's something that we need to track. And it also assists us in coaching teammates, right? New partners. How many of us here have somebody maybe come to us for help that we need to mentor, but perhaps we haven't had the time to spend in the field with them, right? And it's a little hard to do so when you're not there day by day, but we can start with, hey, show me your sheet. If there's no activity, then we know, okay, we need more appointments. We need more product parties, right, if the retail is lacking. If perhaps there's a ton of activity but no results, then Brett was talking about, we need to go back to B1. How's your books and audios? Is that something that you're doing on a daily basis? Okay, it also allows you to identify your go-now partners. We need to work with go-now partners. If you work with just anybody, you'll wind up spending a lot of time and getting no results. Is that fair to say? So here, if someone's not doing this, why are we working with them? And I don't mean, to point, or talk bad upon anybody, but at the end of the day, it's a business, and if it's going to treat us like the 6 figures we want, we need to ensure our time is invested properly, right? It's not an investment, or it is an investment. It's not spent time. And also, it's a way, too, to clarify all the aspects where, as entrepreneurs, right, we get excited, we come to an event, we'll hear a new concept or idea, and then go running off and chasing it like a wild dog. And then what happens? Months go by, and you look back, and you're in the same position as you were before. So this allows us to eliminate and also measure, monitor, adjust, and eliminate the noise and be tunnel visioned, okay? And for me, I always say that the best part of the UFO program is ensuring that everybody has their three tickets to the next major event, okay? And we talk about, you know, the reason why and why that's important, but for me, the one thing I struggled with in the beginning was not having an all-in mindset and not having clear definition of purpose. You know, when I started my business, I went through the numbers, I showed the plan, I talked about products to people, but they could sense that I didn't believe in what I was talking about. Because quite honestly, I wasn't even sold myself. It was something where I was kind of like just dipping my toe in the water in the business, right? I wasn't all in. Are you guys familiar? Do we have people like that? Or maybe yourselves right now, you're in that position. You're not 100% sure. You're just giving this a shot to see if it works. So for myself, it wasn't until the fall of 2013 when I was, you know, at my 45, doing some mundane work, dealing with emails, spreadsheets, the whole nine yards. And at the time, my grandfather was actually battling cancer. And for me, I knew he was kind of on his way out. It was just a time bomb. That's a picture of me with him and my grandmother. And this was a guy that actually had paid for half of my college tuition. He'd been very successful in his life. And I just remember sitting there, middle of the day, right, going through the nonsense, and I get a text message from my phone from my mom. And I pick it up, and it's a picture of my mom, my aunt, and my grandfather, sick. And it says, your grandfather just went into a coma. This is probably the last picture you're going to see of him. You know, I'll keep you posted. And at that point, I just put my phone down and just felt extremely helpless, out of control, sad, angry, and frustrated. And looking back on it to that point, I realized I needed to build this business today. Because what's going to happen X amount of years later when another relative is sick? When a friend needs you, right? When another tragedy strikes your family, do you want to be the type of person that have to decide between work and paying your bills or being there for the people that really matter? And from there, it just made so much sense. Every single rejection, every single, you know, I've been thinking, text message, every single negative opinion of me, I realized it was irrelevant. And I had to eliminate those distractions because for myself, I realized those people aren't going to pay my bills moving forward, right? So at that point, eliminated all excuses, made this my plan A, and finally got some traction in my business. And the question I want to ask you guys right now is, if you haven't made that decision yet, what's your reason why you're not? What excuses are you holding on to? What's the story you're telling yourself as to why you can't lead? Why are you not casting vision to people? Why are you not empowering others that you care about? Why are you letting all these BS stories hold you back? You got to make the decision. The question is not, are you going to be at Chinese boot camp and are you going to be at North Carolina? It's how many tickets are you getting and how many people are you bringing with you? Because the events are not about you. They're about the lives that you're going to affect from now until then because of the commitment you made today. So my challenge for everyone here, including myself, is make a decision, make a commitment, get the business done before you need it, before tragedy strikes, because the people that are in your inner circle and closest to you need you to do so. They just don't see it yet. You need to succeed first so others can realize their dreams. Thank you guys. I'll see you in North Carolina.